guys, I thought I would come in and do my audio mail for day 8. And I have a few things really to talk about. Firstly, I am currently reading a new book because the one I'd read before, I've already read it, and I just got bored of it, and I want to see how it would be someone else reading it, and it's boring. It was The Borrowers of Field. Good book, but I've already read it with the original person. Not the original person, obviously, the person that reads all the Borrowers books. And she's better, to be honest. I've forgotten her name, but anyway. It's a new book, just not that long released, by Lauren Roberts. I think I've got her name right. I think it's by Lauren Roberts, or else it's read by Lauren Roberts, and it's called Concealed in Death. And I think it's part of the In Death series. Now, I have never read them. Some people might find this book a bit disturbing, but I'm not too bad with it. It's basically about this husband, and basically he works for an architectural company, or else he does something to do with old buildings. He goes in and knocks it down. What he does is he goes in and he looks at old buildings and then he knocks them down and stuff and builds. Tries to restore it or build it. Build it again or whatever. And basically his wife, she is a detective, and they're actually both together in this book. And what actually happens is that the previous owners of the building that the husband has been looking at, basically it was used as a shelter for young and troubled teenagers. And basically they have now discovered bodies within the walls, and they calculate that there's 12 bodies, so I hope no one is eating their tea at this moment in time. If you are, I'd advise you not to listen to this book or listen to it after. But they've now come across 12 bodies. The husband's wife, she had to come in and do TOD, which is time of death, and COD, which is cause of death, and she has to find out. Basically, she has to go and do, she has to go and look up the records of these people, of these kids, and find out who did what to them, and basically how they ended up there. And apparently, it's supposed to be the killer that they're trying to track down. Pardon me, is someone that they know. So this will be very interesting. So I hope, and I guess I hope no one's eating their tea while listening to this boo. But it's a good book. It's getting good. And it's not as disturbing as what the last thing that is disturbing, but the other one was more disturbing for me. So But I'm enjoying it anyway. I like new books. Yes, I'm just being very, taking it very easy today and being sort of lazy. But I just got presented with a lovely dinner made by my sister, which is really, really nice of her. It's basically turkey and all the works. Like, she's really went to town on this dinner. Like, she's done really well, and it's tasting absolutely beautiful. She's done, like, chicken gravy, roast potatoes, stuffing, carrots, peas, little bacon and sausage things. Yep, absolutely. And turkey, of course. Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely. And there's loads of it. Well, you know, she's given me a reasonable size. Because I couldn't eat, like, she gave me loads, like, I couldn't eat it all, but oh my gosh, no, she just gave me the right amount, and it was it was really nice of her, actually. So I suppose I may want to finish this off. I also forgot to say in my previous boo that I thought I was going out with my dad yesterday, but actually I'm not going out with him for another 3 weeks or a few weeks because he has to work. So my two friends that I was talking to about androids, I will still need your help, guys, but I won't be getting my Android for another couple of weeks, but I'll direct message you both. You know who you are, so. Also, I got a brand new lead from my iPhone, and I think either because it's either faulty or it's either my iPhone doesn't like it, but it keeps saying every time I plug it in, it keeps saying this cable or accessory is not certified and may not work reliably with your iPhone. It's not even picking up, it's not even making the noise anymore, so I'm quite annoyed about that. But I hope to get new leads this week. Not really a lot happening this week. I have something happening on Friday, but I don't want to talk about it on here, so. But I hope everybody is doing well and enjoying their Sunday afternoon / evening / morning, you know, whatever part of the world you happen to be in. And I really love listening to everybody's audio moves. And yes, I have a question, actually, before I go. Yes, I'll have time to get it in. To get my question in. And this might sound a bit stupid to some people. But I have a section, as I'm sure all of you do, in audio booth followed booths. And that's where where you see people's booths that, I don't know if it means that you're following, does that, the followed booth section, does that mean that they're following you, or does that mean that you're following them? Sorry if that sounds a bit stupid to some people, but I actually don't know what it means. I don't know if it means that you're following, is it the booze that people put in there, is that the people that you're following, or is that the people, that's following you? So if somebody could let me know, sorry to seem probably really stupid, but I really don't know what it means, I'm sorry. But anyway, take care, guys, and speak to you soon, okay? Bye.